Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us by TV and radio from wherever you're coming into our service from. If you're listening by radio, you could go to www.theshepherdshouse.com and get the entire program. Our radio programs are about 30 minutes in length. I want to invite those that enjoys our program to please consider financing it, helping us. It costs us money to put this on the air, and I know it's enjoyable when you can watch it for free, but it's not free to us, and we need your help to keep it on the air. There'll be a place later in the program that'll tell you how that you can donate as the Holy Spirit leads you to donate. I'm not going to give you a bunch of prosperity promises today. You need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if you'll be guided by Him, you'll do what you're supposed to do, and you'll pay for what you're enjoying. Put that in there. Free. Amen. All right. St. Matthew chapter number 7. St. Matthew chapter number 7, starting in verse number 21. Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse number 21. It says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day," and that's talking about the last day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." The word iniquity means sin. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." Luke chapter 12, verse 16 says, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, Lord, we come once again before you, thanking you for this opportunity to preach the infallible Word of God. Thanking you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Thanking you for what you've done in the past, for what you're about to do. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing now. Father, asking you, Lord, once again, hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise, no glory would come to me in the flesh. But Father, that the name of Jesus might be praised, uplifted and glorified for now and forevermore. Father, asking you, Lord, to hide me, Father, Lord, in your love and your mercy. Father, anoint me, use me, for without the anointing, all that's said and done would be void, and it would also be in vain. But Father, through you, I know that all things are possible. Give me the strength, give me the air, Father, to preach, God, what you've laid upon my heart today. Father, asking you, Lord, to use me, Father, till I'm all used up, and take me to that beautiful city, Lord, that's on the other side of Death's Chilly River. Father, we thank you for the joy that we have in our hearts today, thanking you for your word that is quick and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Touch, Lord, and bless. Move in our lives today. Speak through me, Lord. Speak to me today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we humbly pray and ask these things this day, for it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We appreciate you standing for the reading of the Word of God. Those that's watching by live stream through Facebook, please consider sharing this on your timeline as I speak. That will be inviting others to join us live from around the world. Looking back into the Word of God, the message today, the title of the message will be Building Upon the Rock. Building upon the rock. And the rock is Jesus. Not a form of godliness, not a church membership, not some type of certificate of baptism, not some type of a plaque that you got for giving money or some type of recognition you might have got from an organization or something of that nature. I've got one of those ordination certificates, and I'm thankful for that, but that's not going to get me into the kingdom of God. Jesus said, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. You must be born again. Here in St. Matthew 7, Jesus was speaking to people that had never been saved. He said, many of that day will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? It means to preach, or it also means to foretell of future things that's going to happen. It has a word that has two meanings to it, and you have a few words in the English language that has more than one meaning. This is one of them. So many is going to say, Lord, we preached, we've prophesied, we've done all these things, we've done these mighty works in your name. And the Lord's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So see, today we can have a form of godliness. We can even show up at church. That don't mean that you're born again. We've got to confess our sins to the Lord. Recognize that he is the Son of God, and that he is the only doorway to make it to heaven. His name is Jesus. He is the Word. He is the rock. He is the hope that we have today and the hope of tomorrow. He's everything. Amen. Without him, there would be nothing. There'd be nothing to live for. They'd have no hope. And you wouldn't have an eternity of joy and happiness. One thing about it, everybody is going to live forever in one place or another. We're either going to live forever in heaven, or you're going to live forever in hell. Amen. There's many today that chooses to follow the flesh and to live after the flesh. Their hope is not in worshiping God and going to church and laboring and toiling for the kingdom of God's sake and trying to reach others with the gospel. But all of their life, amen, is based off of their carnal happiness, which is only temporary for a little while. Many today looks for power and fame, and many looks for riches to make them happy. I can tell you the difference, amen, between poverty and riches, about 12 months. Amen, or less. Amen, if you inherit a bunch of money, or if you're one of those that lives dangerously and gambles, you might win. And then you'll turn around and spend more than you gambled, trying to make more later. Amen, and so everything you got is lost. And one thing about it, when you leave this world, the possessions that you got will mean absolutely nothing to God, because He owns it all anyhow. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen. The property that you've got a deed to, it's got your name on it. Amen. That just protects you from others. Amen. That might want to move in and take over. It belongs to God. It don't belong to you. We can work our fingers to the bone, and all you got's bony fingers. Amen. It's not going to amount to anything. Amen. But those that's got the Spirit of God in their hearts, amen, those that's building upon a solid foundation, building upon the rock, all of hell can come against you. Amen. And you'll still make it through it when the smoke of the battle is cleared. When everything is over, amen, you'll come out, amen, a winner. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. The Bible says when they came out of the fiery furnace, that furnace that you're in today, it's hot, amen. But if you're building upon that rock, and that rock is Jesus, He will sustain you when there's no money. You'll eat. Amen. When there's bad health, you'll survive it. Let me tell you something. You hear me, and hear me well. Everything come against Apostle Paul. Shipwrecked. He was beaten. He even got hungry. He didn't starve, but he got hungry for a little while. He went through a lot of things. A viper beat him upon the hand, and he shook it off in the fire. Amen. He wasn't going to leave this world until God got ready for him to leave. Amen. He didn't leave because the devil stole his life, and the devil can't steal your life either. You may have to go through some things, amen, but you're not going to leave here until God says it's graduation day. Time to leave here. Amen. So therefore, we can either live a prosperous life and we can be happy, or we can live a miserable life and be unhappy. Amen. Does it seem like every dollar that you make, it just goes somewhere and you don't know what you had done with it? Start paying your tithes and you can do a little bit better financially. It's just a proven fact. Build your faith in Jesus Christ. Put your hope in God, not in man. Amen. Put your hope in God. Amen. Let Him, amen, help you through everything in life. Amen. Some people today, they fight over property. When the parents die, the kids don't speak to each other because one of them wanted to plow and the other wanted to disc. Amen. Or they both wanted the plow and one of them couldn't have it. Or the dress that mama had, or the whatever it might be, the cream pitcher or a sugar bowl or something, amen, that meant a lot, amen, to them, and they fight over the things that they've got. So therefore, their entire life, everything that they built it up, and they were happy that they had, and they bragged about what they had. When they left this world, they didn't take it with them. I had a family member that had all kinds of timber on their property, and they would get so moved because the timbermen would come from everywhere. They'd flock in there every now and again to try to buy that timber. And he would talk to me how proud he was. He said, I ain't going to let them have it. They're not going to steal my timber. I said, well, one thing about it, when you leave this world, you're not taking it with you. I said, you're better off to cut some of it before it goes bad, amen, and you lose on it. But he didn't listen. He wouldn't sell a tree. And you know what? He died, amen. He left this world and never sold a tree off of that. Amen. He saved it. But what good did he do him? Amen. When all of life is over, he didn't pull up that farm with all those trees on it and take it to heaven with him. It won't make a bit of difference, because the Lord's going to say, what are you going to give in exchange for your soul? The timber belonged to me in the first place. How are you going to give me something that I already owned? Amen. So therefore, the money that you've got in the bank, well, Brother Jimmy, I don't need no more money. You don't know that you don't need no more money, but money's not going to make you happy. Amen. Sometimes, amen, the worst shape we can get in is to be comfortable. When you get comfortable, then you don't really think that much about God, and it really don't mean that much where you go to church or not. And it really don't mean anything to you whether or not you pay your tithes. And praying is just something that you do around Thanksgiving and Christmas over the food. And you don't talk to the Lord like that you need to, because you really don't have to have him, because you're going through a season right now. I can do pretty good without praying. Yeah, and you'll have them seasons. We've all had them seasons. And then trouble's going to come, and you're going to get caught with your pants down. Amen. I know that wasn't very nice vernacular, but I got it out there anyhow. You know what I'm trying to tell you. You're going to get in trouble. That's all I'm going to say. Amen. Listen, but you build it upon the rock. All of hell can come against you. Amen. Listen, and God will make a way where there seems like that there is no way. When all doors is closed, when all resources is out of your reach, God will make a way in a different way than you ever imagined. Imagined. He'll be coming. He'll come to your rescue, and he'll help you. I've been through a little bit of everything. I don't have time to tell you everything that I've been through. I've been through cancers and through church splits, and I've been through a little bit of everything. Amen. Down through the years. Amen. But God has sustained me in everything. Amen. The Lord, amen, is constantly bringing me through things. Amen. And I don't know what's coming tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. And I'm going to build upon him. Build upon that solid foundation. Build upon something that's going to last. Whether you realize it or not, the buildings, amen, no matter if you say they're maintenance free. And you know you have buildings that are maintenance free. Till a storm comes. And amen, the weather might not make it, the paint, fade on it, because you've got vinyl siding. You know, the sun may not fade it out because it's made of material that is sunlight resistant. You may have something that's waterproof, and you might think that that's going to sustain you for the rest of your life. But when a storm comes, it's going to blow that vinyl siding off. When the storm comes, then it's going to move, amen, that tree, amen, to fall on top of that roof, amen, that's got a 100-year guarantee or a 40-year guarantee, and it's going to be gone. Those things that we hold so dearly in our possession, amen, is something that's going to be taken away from us when we draw our last breath. Are you building upon the solid foundation? Well, yeah, Brother Jimmy, I am. Are you really? What have you done for the Lord? Well, yep, that's what I thought. Amen. You can't get it up, can't cough it up, because it's not there. Amen. You hadn't done anything. Amen. What are you going to say for yourself when all of life is over? The Lord going to say, "Boy, you sure could whistle good. Well, you've helped yourself." I know a person one time that I'm not going to call their name. They lived their entire life, and they never did do anything for anybody. They just pulled over and watched television and ate and went to the bathroom, and that's about all they ever done. So their legacy of the people that they helped was the one they looked at in a mirror. That's the only one they ever done anything for. They had a whole life of meism. And now they're gone to meet their judgment. Been gone for a while now to face the God that gave them a full life of opportunity many times to make something of their life, to help other people, and to do something for the kingdom of God. And all they could get interested in was a television program and what kind of meal that they could eat. And that's all the legacy that they left. Amen. They wasn't like Elijah that left a legacy for Elisha, that he said, "I want a double portion of what I see that you've got." They didn't. Nobody want what he had. Anybody can sit in front of a television and eat and gain weight and go to the toilet. Don't help nobody. It's all about themselves. And see, when all of life is over, what are you going to do? This person also, I had to constantly rely upon the tenderheartedness of other people to help them through a situation because they couldn't do anything at all for themselves. Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? They never helped anybody. It was always give me, give me, give me. Help me, help me, help me. See, and all of life is over. They didn't have a legacy. They didn't have much of a life in the first place. Let me tell you something. If you're drawn up in a corner somewhere in a room and all you do is think about yourself and dwell about your problems, you don't have much of a life. But if you'll build upon that rock, get into the house of God somewhere where they're teaching the truth, amen, and become available for God to use you. You know what I found out about serving the Lord? The more I do for Him, the more I want to. Did you know the more I go to church, the more I want to go? Did you know when you fall in love with Jesus and He's the rock in your life and you put Him above everything else, not with your lips, but with your actions, amen, God will protect you. He will sustain you and He will lead you. Amen. And you will have, amen, more than what you thought that you would ever have. Amen. God will bless you. I found out something good about paying tithes. Amen. When you're faithful to God, He's faithful to you. I've been a few times when I had $5 or $6 left in the bank when I wrote out the tithe check. I said, I'll make it somehow or another. I've done my duty. And it wouldn't be but just a few days. It'd be an insurance refund check come that I wasn't expecting. If somebody come, give me a donation of some type, there'd be some way that would be made. Amen. You can't outgive God. You can't outdo God. You can't outlive God, and you can't live without Him. Amen. You need Him in your life. You need the hope. Amen. Listen, when you're facing surgery, it don't matter who that surgeon is. And if you're in the Mayo Clinic and got the best there is in the world, if God does not bless you, you're not going to make it out of it. There'll be some type of mishap, amen, that will happen. It'll take you out of this world. I'm going to turn that around the other way. The doctor can sew a teddy bear up inside of you and you'll make it through it. If he makes a boo-boo, you'll make it through it because you build it upon that solid foundation. You're building upon that rock. You're building upon your faith that you have, not in yourself, but the faith that you have in Jesus Christ. See, when we think about God and think about others, we don't have time to sit and play the victim and think about ourselves. You know what? You sit around and think about how bad that you got it. Before long, you get to a place you just give up. Because you're thinking about yourself. But see, when we go to thinking about others, you know, if somebody's in a house and it's on fire, if you quit thinking about your ingrown toenail and go help them get out of that house, before long you won't even remember you got an ingrown toenail. Amen? But see, if we think about ourselves, amen, and we live for only our happiness and our joy. And America is a bad place for that because all the commercials you see on television is treat yourself to this. Of course, if you're buying their product, that's why they want you to treat yourself. Treat yourself to that. And people's minds is what they've got it on is vacation this year, vacation next year. Woo, the year after we'll go big. We'll go to Hawaii or in Kentucky, be Hawaii. Amen. Just keep looking. Amen. Better places to go. Somewhere else, something else big. Amen. To do. Amen. So it don't matter if you go to Hawaii or Hawaii. Either one, it's going to be okay. But see, what we need to be thinking about is, Lord, if they got another gospel convention, because I need some more of the word. Can I go somewhere where the presence of God is moving in my life? Well, that's okay if they want to do that. But what about you? Well, I don't have to have it. I got saved when I was 13. I took a bath when I was 12 too, but thank God I had another one just real recently. Amen, this morning. Amen. If I hadn't had one, I'm 66. That's been a far piece back. Amen. I hope you've done something. Amen. Messiah just got saved when he was 13. Well, I got saved and sat down on a church pew and I go twice a year. What do you expect out of me? When I put $5 last year in a church, it gone. I mean, I'm glad I've got a big heart. Yeah, you rolled all five $1 bills and put it in there each time you went five times. Boy, you done a big thing. What did you do to your brother? Well, I said, I really hated he's going through that. Did that get him up out of the hole then? No, I just hated it for him. No, you didn't. If you hated it for him, you'd take a rope over there and say, tie that around your waist, brother. I'm going to pull you out. I'm going to help you through the situation. Amen? This saying, be thou filled, is not going to help a hungry belly. Amen? Listen, do what we can to help our brother, help our sister. Amen? Help others in other countries. Brother Jimmy, we need to take care of what's at home. I do that too. I pay taxes. My taxes goes to help the homeless, amen, to help those that are sick, and I don't begrudge it, amen. I begrudge what they wasted on, amen, but I don't begrudge helping those that are in need. So I help everybody in America because the government sees that I do. As long as I earn money, I'm going to be helping them. But I help others in other countries. Amen. Also, amen, because I want them to know that I love them and that God loves them. And my legacy is going to be he done everything he could. Amen. When I stand before the Lord, what have you done for the Lord? Amen. How much labor have you done? Well, Brother Jimmy, I worked on the outside of the church. Don't count. I'm glad you did. I mean, it counts some, but that's not nothing big. What's big is helping your brother that's hurting. Helping that one that is broken, showing that one that has lost their way. Now, everybody's not going to appreciate you showing them that they, when they've lost their way, because some of them is thoroughly convinced that they've not lost their way. They put on their pants just like everybody else. They're just as smart as everybody else is, and they don't really need God, and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to live for me. Show you I can sustain myself, and I can get by. But you're not going to get by. There's people today hooked on drugs, hooked on alcohol. They're wasting their life and they're throwing it away. They're not building upon the rock. They're building upon the sand. And sooner or later, they'll lose everything that they got. Amen. Sooner or later, they're going to come. Their world's going to come crashing. Amen. To a halt. But when we build upon Jesus, we just build taller and higher and stronger continually.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter, we'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.